and then we're going to move right there into a biggest site, a little bit of a angle that we started at the end of yesterday. We presented a fundamental debate between the Rishonim that we built up throughout the sugya. The Rishonim had a kasha in the beginning of the sugya, at the outset of our sugya, that how is it that our sugya that talks about minimizing the airspace of Lamala Mieser Mama stims with Shitas Rava that Diras Keva is a psul if it's a shear of Lamala Mieser Mama? It's a psul of Diras Keva. That's a shear that's roi for Diras Keva. That doesn't signal Diras Arai. So there were a few different approaches in the Rishonim fundamentally how to deal with that. Because the Rishonim were still bothered that even if you make a filling internally in the sukkah, Lamaisa, your walls are still going to be Lamala Michav, so that represents a Diras Keva. So how do you even begin to discuss the details of our sugya when fundamentally the sugya is clashing some of the fundamental halachas of sukkah? So the Ravid had his teretz that we judge the airspace from the schach, what it's being seichich, what it's hovering over. Some Rishonim presented a different teretz that in a chanami you have to give up and you have to say, you have to give in that our sugya is not going according to Rava that explains Lamala Mechaf is Diras Keva versus Diras Arai, because otherwise you would still be stuck with a problem and our Eitzah wouldn't be a solution. And finally the Meiri says, no, since you're filling in with offer and you're putting in Tevin at the bottom, Nasis Kekarka, and Memela what? Who cares if I have walls that go further down? But there is no Diras Keva in my sukkah from the karka and beyond. So yesterday I asked a fundamental question, how is it possible that the Rishonim didn't think of the Meiri's Pasha Teretz? Why wouldn't you argue like the Meiri that that is exactly the solution and what our sugya is involved with, that Nasis Kekarka, Memelu, the sukkah is from the karka and on? That is gufa what we're trying to accomplish it. So we developed yesterday, based on a few kashas that we asked in the words of the Ritva, the way he attacked Rashi, the analysis of the Ritva himself. Do me a favor, Absalom. Weschler's not here today. Couldn't make it. His green thing's not here. Can you just move the night seder thing? Thank you. It's just distracting for me. Just tape it on top. That's fine. Thank you. So we developed yesterday, anyone who is not clear on the details on how we developed it, on the diukim that we made within the Ritva and with the kashas that he ate in Rashi, every step is crucial. But the kitzer, the tamsis hadvarim is as follows. The Rambam is inconsistent in Hilchos Sukkah and Hilchos Tumas Meis. Why is the Rambam inconsistent in Hilchos Tumas Meis? What does the Rambam say, Globerman? In Tumas Meis, do you remember? Offer stam, excellent. The Rambam seems to be paskin the straight up sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that if you have offer that happened to be in the house and it's on top of the mace, that will cause a filled up house that will now call tumaratutsu. You cannot fly on top of that. Or if you have offer stam that's in a window, that will be a bittel, and that will now minimize the amount of the sheer tefach to now not allow from one tumor to another, and a kohen could be in the second room, like we spoke about yesterday. Oh, but the Rambam is inconsistent. Why is the Rambam inconsistent, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah, Jojo?
Because he says by sukkah that it's according to the rebuttal.
Yeah. The Rambam by sukkah says you need to be mevatel it. In bitloy, then it's good. How could that be? So we suggested yesterday in Mahalach that perhaps the Rambam held bitl in each area necessitates two different types of bittul. In one area, there has to be a filling. There has to be a metzias. There has to be a separation. There has to be a chefta there that's creating a blockage. Upper in halacha, do I need it to be part of the structure? Says the Rambam, no. And that's what Ofer Stam accomplishes. Masha'en kein zok the Rambam. If you want to be yoytze misa sukkah, and you want to remove the shiurim of sukkah from no longer being lamala michav, it's not enough just to have the floor that's there. It's not enough to have an offer that happened to be placed there. What is the necessary rod? The Rambam says you got to make it a chelek and part of the cheftza of the sukkah. And that necessitates what? A maisa bittel. If you would ask the Rambam that if I know for sure the guy's not going to change his mind, and I know for sure he's going to leave it there, is that sufficient to now remove the psulim of lamala mechav? The way we suggested in Shitas HaRambam, that wouldn't be sufficient. You have to make it part of the sukkah. You have to make it a chelik of the sukkah. And that's what's necessary for bittul for Hilchos Sukkah. Masha'inke and other Rishonim, namely the Ritva, if we know for sure it's not going to be removed, and all of our concerns are taken care of, even if it's temporary, even if it's not going to be part of the sukkah, that would be sufficient for the bittul that necessitates Hilchos Sukkah. For Hilchos Sukkah. So we took from that Hezber, and we suggested B'Shem Rav Moshe Brown, a Goyin, a Gadol, a Kaddish, Goyin Adir, that he suggested perhaps that's exactly why some of the Rishonim didn't say the Pasha Teretz of the Me'iri. The Me'iri only works if what? If it's Nasis Kekarka, if it's Nasis Kekarka, it's a Chelek. But if you hold that what? No, I just put Offer there. Offer happens to be there. And now what? Yeah, Offer happens to be there. But what am I going to measure? I'm going to measure my what? My Sukkah. I'm going to measure the height of my what? Of my walls. Not the ground that happens to be there. Very nice. And there happens to be a table there, and there happens to be, you know, some other, a beach ball in the middle of the sukkah. What does that help me? I need what? I need to know what the shear of the sukkah is. So it's only, the Me'iri only makes sense. Rabbi say, now we understand the asidus of the Me'iri. The fundamental background of the Me'iri. Me'ir is not just telling you, oh, by the way, it's Nasis Kekar, because in the middle that solves the problem. The Me'ir is telling you something fundamental. Bittul over here now creams a chefs of the sukkah, and there from Me'ir it can be Masalik, my issues, my problems, legabe the airspace. Because that now transforms my sukkah. That now, from that karka and up, becomes the sukkah. It's much more lumdish than we thought. That now is a chilek of the sukkah. The other Rishonim that didn't say that, the other Rishonim that said Rava doesn't fit in our sukkah or sugya, or the other Rishonim that said it's based on the airspace from the schach down, they couldn't say Nasis Kekarka. Why? Perhaps because they understood Bittul differently. Or perhaps, Rabbeisa, I'd like to suggest they might have argued on something even more fundamental. And I'd like to suggest something today, Rabbeisa, that Loi Masinu V'Loi Re'inu Mishadan Bezeh, but I'd like to suggest it. And I am coming with the suggestion based on a premise of a kasha from Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. Who is Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, Rabbi Sai? Who is Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer? Who is he, the father-in-law of Rabbi Sai? Father-in-law, someone that you all have heard of, Rabbi Sai. Rav Isser Zalman, Evan Ezel. Zalman, one of the Gdoile Oilov in the last generation. Father in law of who? Reb Aaron Cutler. Reb Aaron Cutler Shrek. So, Rav Isser Zalman asked the following question on our Sukkah. There's a Gemara in Sukkah. And the Gemara in Sukkah tells us what? That your Sukkah is not only something that you could utilize to be Mekayim a mitzvah, but your sukkah is what? Rabbi Yisai is even Aser Ba'anam. How does the Gemara know that? The Gemara has a drasha, din d'oraisa. If you don't think this is serious, says the Gemara. Minayin shechal shem shamayim al minayin she'atzei sukkah asur ba'anam. Zok the Gemara daf tes. Can't wait to do it. Rabbi said it's such a fun sugya there. A lot of lumdus coming out of that Gemara. I'm just wetting your palate right now. There's so much lumdus on that Gemara. Mirtz Hashem. Habalin Lutayva. More, you can't wait for that Gemara. I know it.
Pnei Yeshua.
That's Reb Shimon Shkalk. Pnei Yeshua. Exactly. That's where it is. That's mamish where it is. I'm not even joking. That's where Reb Shimon is. Exactly. Ah, Givaldik. That was opening day. Opening days. Reb Shimon. Givaldik. Ah, can't wait for Shabbos. Rabbeisai! Rabbeisai! That's just now. It's a shem. Rabbeisai! What was I talking about? Oh, so the Gemara says, the Gemara says, a drosha. Chag asukos tasilcha. The Torah uses the lashon chag. Zok the Gemara, kishem shechal shem shemayim ala chagige, kachim shem shemayim ala sukkah. Just like there's shem shemayim, there's hektish, there's kedusha, to what? To your karbon. Chagige. So too, there's kedusha and there's hektish to your sukkah. Good?
At what point is there
hektish? Oh, Schultz like wants to jump to that test right now. Schultz wants to talk about a machloikas as the Ramah in Or HaChaim and the Rashba. I don't want to talk about that right now.
Mirtz Hashem. Yeah, I'm asking, like, does it start once sukkah starts or once you build it?
I understood what you asked me. If you want, if you can't hold yourself back, so you should listen to a shir that I gave. It's on Y.U. Torah, I believe. It's called Pop-Up Sukkahs. That I gave a whole shir about this, about the Kedusha Sukkah. Or you could just wait till we get the Daf Test. Mirtz Hashem will talk about it, hopefully. It's Machlokes. The Ramah holds that it's once sukkah starts, once you set in the sukkah. And we'll see if everyone agrees to that. That's what's Paschal to Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeisai, before we get to Schultz's complicated questions, and before we get to Daf Tes, let's just wet our palates a little bit. I'm serious. It's coming attractions. But Rabbeisai, by the way, just Stamazoi, and you can ask me to answer this question for you next Sukkos, because it's not for now, maybe it's for a Parsha Shmuz. Why did the Gemara say specifically a carbon chagiga? Shem shechal shem shemayim ala chagiga, kachal shem shemayim ala sukkah. What about a chatos? What about an oila?
The Rebbe gave a part of the chagiga is supposed to be like inviting everybody over, inviting everyone together.
No,
with the
that was carbon toida. Yeah. That wasn't parsha shir. That was hagodah. That was hagodah shir.
No, those are
years ago. No.
From the word chag.
Yeah, no. So what? So I'm asking Kasha on the Torah. Why did the Torah specifically link sukkah to chag?
What
to
is the chag? The
korban chagiga that you bring on Yantif. But why? Why specifically a chagiga? If you want the holiest korban, Rabbi, you said the Torah should have linked it to a korban chatas. To kotche kotche. What? Yeah, but that. But it's not because we bring a chagiga on Yantif. It's not because. We bring a chagiga every yontif. Why is it specifically that Sukkot has a shaychus to the carbon chagiga? Think about it, everybody. Think about it. You have till next Sukkot to think about it. If you don't get a teretz, so then we'll talk about it. Mitzvah next Sukkot. Good. So everybody said this Gemara chaps nafkaminas. You have to make sure that you act appropriately with the Atzei Sukkah. What exactly is the Atzei Sukkah? What do say? Machlokes between who and who? Ramam and Rush. The Rush holds that the Atzei Sukkah means what we've been assuming all the time. The Iker Sukkah, the Schach of the Sukkah, the branches on top, what's being Sukkah, what rids it, the Shem Sukkah, which is the Schach. However, comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says, no. It's not only usur for you to take down one of those branches and use it as a toothpick. And everybody said, these shilas do come up, even if that sounds strange to you. To now use it for something else. Or maybe if I left, I hung an esrog there, or fruits, and now I want to eat it. Usur. But Rabbi Sai, other decorations are usur. But Rabbi Sai, well, that's an additional Gemara. But Rabbi Sai says the Rambam, that even the Tfanis are also Rambam. Now, who can ask a kasha on the Rambam? And this is not for our sugya right now, Rabbi Yisai, and we have to really get back to this Rambam the Rosh. But what bothers you, the fact that the Rambam said, and why does the Rosh sit a little better?
Because it's sukkah al shem schach.
acceptable, but meaning what? Meaning what? Yeah. No, you're right, Ezra, but tell me more. What?
Like, why are the walls even...
Give me a proof. Why? I want to tell you, what do you mean why the walls are important? The Torah says I need walls. What do you mean? What is it? Give me a raya why JoJo's right. Why? Back up JoJo. Why are the walls not important? Give me a raya. What? What? Thank you. What did Joe Globerman just say? The walls are allowed to be what? Barzel. Mekabel Tumo. Junk. Anything. There are no dinim that are nogea to the walls as long as you have the right dimensions of a sukkah. Yeah, we have sugyas about walls blowing in the air. That's because it's not a wall. What?
I mean, there are dinim by the fanos.
No, there aren't. Any material. Psoilus, gairin, v'yekiv, materials. It all's good. As long as you have mechitzas, that's good. We don't care what it's made of, how it's made of, what it's made of. The only reason that you have a whole fuss about the walls that blow away in the one is because the place can say that's not a mechitza. But all of the details of a sukkah don't apply to the walls.
Why can't you just say that the round goes according to Rabbi Natan?
About what?
Because Rashi's bar pelukta on that sukkah was Rabbi Natan.
About what?
About whether what's the shame sukkah. Is it just the schach dafka, or is it the walls also? Or is the schach like another one on the wall?
The Rambam is saying that Rabbeinu Tam holds that Psoilus, Gaon, V'yekev applies to the walls.
No. Rabbeinu Tam was saying, because Rashi said that it's really all the shem schach and not anything else. Like schach is the most important thing. It was Rabbeinu Tam held that.
Oh, you're talking about Rabbeinu Tam in the first sugya,
yeah.
Right?
That said what? That the Rabbeinu Tam held that the schach is the din of a mechitza. No. That machloek is the Rambam, the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam was whether or not schach was treated with the dimensions of a mechitza, but avada schach has different. Right, Rabosa. Dover makabel tumah, right?
Right.
Mechuber lekarka. All the dinim of what you're allowed to use as materials is where everyone agrees it's just for the schach. Now you want to know how much of a measurement of schach and what's the purpose of the schach? Do I judge it with the regular rules and regulations of a mechitza, or do I need an additional aspect called tzel? That's already a further machlokes. But everyone understands that the materials and the kedusha of the schach is usually addressed by the schach,
so and not just the schach. You have the funnels also. So the Mordechai is going to say that Chav Shem Shamayim al sukkah. It's not al schach. It's al sukkah, the whole thing.
So then why isn't Psoilus, Sugo, and Riekev? Why aren't all the materials also applicable to the
I mean,
walls?
How are you going to say that al sukkah doesn't say al schach? I understand that.
I'm asking you. Great. So you need the walls for a schach, right? So now I'm asking you. So maybe you should have a davar shina makabel tumah on the walls as well.
They weren't dinim. Doesn't mean that. I thought the Rambam would make more sense than the Rambam.
Why?
Because the Gemara says al sukkah, not al schach.
No. I understand. Yeah. I get it. I don't think the Rambam is contradicted by the Gemara, but the Rush makes a lot of sense. Because all the other rules and regulations apply to the Kedusha and apply to the specific material about Kabbalah's Tumah and everything else is only Lagabi the Schach, not Lagabi the Chitzas, and the Ram and the Rush don't argue that. So how do you have your cake and eat it too? So what Ezra's suggesting is Ayin Reb Chaim, and it's not for now, we'll get back to this Reb Chaim, but Reb Chaim wants to suggest that even the Rambam holds that the walls are not the Iker Shem Sukkah, and they're not the Chef to Shom Mitzvah of the Sukkah. But perhaps, says Ezra, that since in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah, for the Maisa mitzvah, I can't just have schach, but I need walls. So the Kedusha of Kishchal Shem Shamayim is whatever is necessary for the Maisa mitzvah. And it's not only on what's the Chefta Shel Sukkah. That's Reb Chaim coins. Reb Chaim coins two terms. Rush says, whatever is the Chefta Shel Sukkah, which is the schach. And the Rambam says, no, whatever's needed to do the Maisa mitzvah, which is also the Tfanos. Ayin Reb Chaim, not for now. But Rabbeisai comes along Reb Yisrael Zalman Meltzer and says, there's another entity that's necessary for the sukkah. What other entity is necessary for the sukkah, Rabbeisai?
The
karka.
The karka sukkah. You can't make a sukkah in airspace. So comes along Reb Yisrael Zalman Meltzer and asks a fascinating question. He says, our whole Gemara makes no sense. He says, what's the din? You put kar muksosis at the bottom. So we are handling ofer stam, ino ofer stam, teven, whatever, all the different details. I want to talk pillows and blankets.
What about rugs? Everybody say, who talks about rugs? The Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says that rugs would be fine because that's the derech of the Ashirin. The derech of the Ashirin. To put rugs at the bottom of the sukkah, right? Right? And therefore, he says, and even according to the Ran, who's the Machmir opinion that the Ran holds what? What does the Ran hold? The reason why Karim Uksasas are no good is because why? Because people are going to get tired. They're going to schluff. And they're going to want to what? Take their pillows back with them and remove them from the floor. And therefore, that's why Chazal said, Bavla Daita is a Kolada. Because people tend to be mishtamish and use their Karim Uksasas. Which is not everyone's opinion, says the Bir Halacha. But even according to the Ran, when it comes to rugs, says the Bir Halacha, they're going to leave it there. They're not going to use their rugs. No one needs to use it constantly, the rugs. The rugs they leave there. So says the Bir Halacha, even according to the Ran, that it's practical, that people are going to use the pillows, that doesn't apply to rugs. But then the Bir Halacha is not sure, because he says, the Me'iri says, lo nasata l'dvarach l'shiurim, and if it's not offer and tevin, so then we say, but l'dayte, it's a kol adam. So that's a suffix in the Bir Halacha, if laying up rugs on the bottom of your sukkah, that will help. But Rabbi Yisai, let's bring it back to that Ran. Comes along Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer, and he says, oh, wait a second. I don't understand something. I have a kasha according to the Ran. If you're telling me that it's all a function of what? Not like the Me'iri, that we put everything in one group, and we say, Batla Daita is a kol adam by everything. But rather what? It's all practical. Is the guy going to take his pillow, or is he not going to take his pillow? Says the Rav Zalman, wow, I have a way to argue with the Gemara. Why don't you suggest right now, Frechter Rav Zalman, that since the Gemara tells us that not only the schach is usher, but everything in the sukkah is usher. So now by making this the karka of the sukkah, this is now going to be usher. And therefore, you don't have a problem by karmuk sosas. And don't say, but ladaita, it's a kolada. And now you just solved, and you have everything that's kosher for your sukkah to be mamai from the malamicha. Is that a fascinating question? Says the Rabbi Zalman, once anything that's asked part of the sukkah becomes aser ba'anah, so now you should suggest what? The karam uksasas that the Ran is concerned that a person's going to take into his house and he's going to sleep on, says the Rabbi Zalman, he's not going to sleep on it. Why is he not going to sleep on it, Rabbi Yisai? Because what? Because it's aser, it's part of the sukkah. Anything that's part of the sukkah, at least, of course, again, Rabbi Zalman's only asking the fihu. According to the Rush, this kasha wouldn't be a kasha. Excellent, Golden Rambam. It's only according to the Rambam. If you combine this Ran with the Rambam, I have a good kasha. And why don't you say that Karim Uksasas should work for the floor to be mimed the airspace? Yes, Schultz.
Within the understanding, or Rav Zalman's understanding the Rambam, that's all going to be usher behanda. What about if you have a table in your sukkah? You can't have your sukkah without a table in it, correct? We learned that. So therefore, if that table is going to be part of that sukkah, how could you get any handa from that?
Yeah, but Schultz is asking
shouldn't be able to
based
use
on Reb Chaim.
Yeah, we said before.
Meaning Reb Chaim was saying that anything that's needed for the Maisa Mitzvah is now going to be Aser Ba'anah.
No, but I think
so Schultz wants to know if by definition, since Chazal made a Gzeira and you need Shulchano B'toy Chasoka, definitionally
doesn't work.
No, but you still need the table.
Is that true? Let's say I have a shear of Zion al Zion. And I don't have a shulchan. I ran out of tables. But I have the shear of sukkah. I have a massive sukkah. The sukkah the size of this room. But I can't have a shulchan. I think I'm yotzei mitzvah. Let's see. Well, I'll look on my sukkah.
I don't know.
We don't paskin like baseball there. We paskin like bishama.
Not only bishama in the sukkah of not sukkah.
We're talking about the sukkah of Tana.
Zion al Zion.
No, that's talking about a case where the sukkah is going to Toch HaBayis, outside the sukkah. I say, I don't have a shulchan. Now, the reason why Schultz is asking a good question is the following. I wasn't going to talk about this, and I'm not even sure why we're talking about this, but it's an excellent question. There is a lushan in the Mishnah Brura that some suggest that there was a mistake in the Mishnah Brura. Listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. And attach this to the shmuz that I gave about the Shulchan and about Yeshiva University at the beginning of the year. No, listen to this. The Mishnah Berurah says that if a person goes to sleep, listen to this. I'm quoting to you a Mishnah Berurah right now. Now also, I'm still going to scare them a little bit. Shh. It's like the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says on the Lamed Aleph that the father shouldn't do something with the kalim. We had this in Bikias. Shouldn't do something with the wallet of the son. Why? Because he's going to be over Lefeiva. So by you shushing, so now you know it's the Pashit that they're going to respond like that. So it's now. You're okay. It's my fault.
Father, son.
Lifne, the lifne. The Russian Avodah Zarah. Good. Rabbi Isai, says the Mishnah Berurah, not even Biralacha, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're going to sleep in the sukkah, and the shulchan is not in the sukkah, I'm going to your Mishnah Berurah, you're not Yotzi.
So then,
you're not Yotzi Yoshin.
You need now, to have, according to that, you need now, to have the table.
What?
Can we include that shear?
Could be. Now, I don't remember. Now, if the Mishnah Berurah is right, so what Schultz is saying is fundamental, that you need the shulchan as a part of the sukkah. Now, there were many poskim that don't have a beer in that Mishnah Berurah, and they think that there was a mistake in the printing, and there's no reason why. No, I think what you think,
you said you need a table for the
we said that you need, no, we quoted the Machlokes, the Ramah, and the Chacham Tzvi. Let's say I can only do one function. Let's say I can eat, but I can't sleep.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
fire alarm is on. You have to be out.
Oh,
I don't hear
right?
Anything.
There's no fire.
There's fire.
I hear a distinct little beep.
Can you pause it? On the tzad that the Mishnah Berurah is right, Rabbi Yisai. On the tzad that the Mishnah Berurah is right. So what's the hesber? The vart is that you have to make this a dira. When I finish eating in my kitchen, I don't remove the table from my dira. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah held also when I'm sleeping. I need to have a makom that if I would want to eat right now, I could just eat something right now, right there. So that's why, that's the hesber in the Mishnah Berurah, that it's now roi to everything. Now, I think what you were talking about, Avi, we spoke about a machlekes, the Raman, the Chacham Tzvi, whether or not if you have a place where you're eating in the sukkah, but it's only right to eating, I'm scared out of my wits to sleep there. There are ganovim there, they're fill in the blanks there, whatever it is. I'm not sleeping outside. I'm terrified sleeping outside. So Zok the Ramah, you're not Yoytze Achila. You're not Yoytze Achila. Or if you have an area that it smells bad, that I can sit, I can hack eating there, but I can't stand the smell for sleeping. Zok the Ramah, you're not Yotze. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Chacham Tzvi that says, no, Achila Lechud and Shena Lechud. I can have a sukkah for eating, and I don't have a sukkah for sleeping. I remember my Rebbe Yerbeager, he has in his house in Farako, he has a sukkah for where his big meals are. Obviously, both are sheer sukkah there. It doesn't apply. But he has a separate sukkah on the top to sleep in. It's a separate sukkah. It's about the... But the point is that the Ramah held, you need each one to be right for both. Okay, why am I talking about this?
Schultz
is kasha. So maybe you could kvetch a kasha according to the Mishnah Berurah. But Pashup Shat, the Shulchan could be taken out like Jojo did and like that. That would work. So now, so everybody says, Dr. Bissar Zalman, I'll give out the kakash. So the sukkah also will say like the Rambam, that not only the Atzei sukkah, but also the Karka sukkah. And the Mele, you need that for the mitzvah. And like Schultz was suggesting, so anything you need for the mitzvah, so maybe even one could say in the Shulchan, we're not going to paskin like that, but Alderach, what he's saying, it makes sense. And the Karka sukkah is also necessary, and therefore that should be Aser Ba'anah. Oh, once it's Aser Ba'anah, then what? Then the Ranz Chash of Dover Shemishtamish Behem Tadir, you shouldn't say it's a Batzal Dait, it's a Golada. Yeah, Glover.
Did you say that the only reason why the walls and the Schach are Asr B'Hanah is because, like, those are things that you're actually making, but since the Kark is already there, like, why would that be Asr B'Hanah?
Let's say I have a Sukkah that's already there.
If you didn't have a Sukkah.
Well, it's a Glover, you were creating a big Chuvra. Let's say I have walls of a Sukkah that are already there, like my house. Remember that's the name Rafi Posen? Yeah. Who was Rafi Posen?
Got it.
Yeah, exactly. Chazen Posen, exactly, right? The walls of his house were there. He just put the schach there. And there, what's going to happen to the walls according to the Rambam? The walls are what? The walls are what? Are also ba'ana, even though they were there before him. No.
So when you put the schach on, that's what makes the walls.
So now I'm saying that's going to make the karkol.
Yep.
What's the difference?
Is it not tassel also to put these pillows there? Because then, I mean, it's already puzzle from...
Tassel and also. You're asking Schultz and Globerman's kash from the beginning of the sugya. How's Rashi going to survive this sugya? Not because of the lowering, I guess. Yeah, that's the same kash. That's what you're asking. If it's not what you're asking, that's what you should be asking, and you're good. But I think that is what you're asking.
Yeah. You don't just say instead of anything which makes the sugya.
Yeah. Like the Rambam.
So can't you just say that it's only the walls and the sukkah, because the idea that the walls are holding up the sukkah. So therefore, the walls through the sukkah, and therefore the floor was being involved in the ikkah.
Yes. You could say, Rabbi Say, that Rabbi Zalman has a faulty assumption. The karka is not a part of the sukkah, like what Naftali is saying.
It is,
though. What?
You need karka on the sukkah.
You need karka there, but it's not holding up the sukkah, so it's so far removed.
No, but you need the...
So Ezra wants to say, that based on Reb Chaim, that anything that you need should be part of the sukkah. Reb Yisai, there are no clear rayas. There are no clear rayas. Someone wanted to suggest to me the Gemara on Daf Yud. I'll get to you in a second. Someone wanted to suggest to me the Gemara on Daf Yud. The Gemara talks about a sukkah, agabi sukkah, a Gemara we did, Reb Yisai. I just want to know, you guys to know, Reb Yisai. Mirz Hashem, by the end that we get to, we did Tesem and Beis, Sukkah Tachas Ilun, Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, and now we're doing Tesem and Aleph. We're going to get back to Tesem and Aleph because there's a lot more we have to fill in with. But Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara we talk about, Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, the Gemara makes a distinction if the top Sukkah, the bottom, has Ro'i Lekabel Karamuksasas, has Ro'i Lekabel. So someone wants to suggest, you see a raya from there that the Karka Sukkah is a Chelik of a Sukkah. I didn't like that pshat. Why? Because it's a practical word. If you don't have Roy Ladira, if it can't hold you up in the sukkah, so then Mamela, it's not going to be fit. Not because necessarily the karka is part of the mitzvah sasukkah. Not because necessarily the karka is a chelek of the mitzvah sasukkah. No! The karka is not a chelek of the mitzvah sasukkah. But if I can't stand and I'm just going to fall through the schach when I sit on top and the sukkah, I'll got me sukkah, so then it's not going to work from a practical reason, from a practical point.
Could be the kind of same concept as but you don't have a sukkah when the pillows are put there, like beforehand. You have nothing there, so it's not even considered a sukkah.
But now that I have a... But
now, I'm saying now that you put... Why would it be elsewhere?
So that's what Rabbi Zalman's saying. Put the pillows there. Now, don't tell me like the Ran saying the pillows don't work because you're always going to take it. Because guess what? I'm not going to take it. Why am I not going to take it? Because it's also for me to take it. It's also b'ano. The sukkah is also b'ano. You're saying something very good. But I want you to finish off what you're saying. We'll get back to what Mendy's saying. But Rabbi Yisai, I want to use this and now to springboard to now to find out, are there any rayas on whether or not the karka is a part of the sukkah? Or is the karka just a mitzis?
Or karka is just automatic? Don't you have to say that you can't put a karka in the air?
You have to put it on the karka. You can't put it on the air. But is the does that make the karka part of the cheftz of the sukkah, part of the dinei hasukkah?
Wouldn't Rambam have included it if it was part of it? Like, he included the walls in the schach, so when he said
okay, good. So Globerman wants to suggest, we have no Rambam's, no shitas, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about the fact that the karka sukkah is osir. So Mamela, it's just a metzias, it's just a reality. And therefore, end of shir, why? Because Rabbi Zalman's whole question is on a faulty premise. So is there any way I could back up Rabbi Zalman? Is there any way I could support Rabbi Zalman? So Rabbi Zalman, I'd like to present to you the following sugya, b'toicha sugya. It's all one sugya. Rabbi Zalman, there is something fundamental that I'm about to discuss with you that you should never forget. And it's fundamental, it's going to be fundamental for next semester, for the dinum of mitzvah ba'avera, which Abba Aleinu L'Toyva, which I'm very excited to do. And that's the following cheshbon. There is a Yerushalmi. One of the most famous Yerushalmis. And the Yerushalmi asked the following question. If you are an Ovel, and you tear Kriya on Shabbos, so the Yerushalmi says,
your yotze, the mitzvah of kriya. There's dinim that when avil is mechuyev to be kareya, is to do it ba'amida, you can't just do it sitting down. The zayin krivim have to be kareya. There's chilukim on where his kriya is, not for now. There's halachas of hilchus kriya. What happens if a person's kareya on Shabbos? So he might have just done a malacha d'oraisa, one of the lamates malachas, which is kareya. But the Gemara says, you're yotze. Frakti Rushalmi, the obvious question, how could you say you're yotze? Why don't you say what, Rabbi Isai?
Mitzvah
Babavi. Rabbi Yerushalmi asks it in a more lumdish way. Maze Shoneh. I'm not even quoting Yerushalmi, it sound like an Israeli cab driver. But rather, Rabbi Isai says to Yerushalmi, why is it any different than what? Matzah Gzula? That if you have Matzah Gzula, you're what? You're not yotze the mitzvah, right? I in the Shiurim in Sanhedrin. That if you have stolen challah, stolen bread, you're not yotze. Nafkamina is for brachas, right? We spoke about it in the Gemara on Sanhedrin on Davavam Abiz. Says the Yerushalmi something very strange. Tamon gufa avera. Tamon gufa avera. What does that mean? What does that mean? Rabbi said, don't forget this Yerushalmi. I'm telling you, do not forget this Yerushalmi. Comes along Reb Chaim Brisker, and he takes this Yerushalmi, and he runs with it. And he says, this is the Yisoid of Mitzvah Babadir. Says Reb Chaim, what happens if you steal a Shofar? Are you Yotze the Mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar?
Yeah.
So the Rambam says yes. Why? Says the Rambam.
Shofar's up
Ain, exactly. Ain bekol din gezel. The mitzvah when it comes to tkiya shofar is the kol shofar. The tkiya is just a hechitimtza to create the kol. Azo zok the Rambam. The Chaim says, why? What does it make a difference? What's the pshat? Says Reb Chaim, that's exactly what the Yerushalmi was saying. Yerushalmi was saying that mitzvah b'avera only applies, at least according to Reb Chaim. Rabbi said, we'll have to analyze this if all Rishonim agree to this approach. Emir Tashem, when we learn well the sugya of mitzvah b'avera, tzarech iyin. But at least Reb Chaim was suggesting from the Yerushalmi that what? That you need a chefta shel mitzvah that's now being, a chefta shel avera that's being used as a chefta shel mitzvah. That's the stira b'nei ubei. Tomon gufa shel mitzvah. To now use what? A matzah that's a chef, that's a gozel, that's stolen property, that's a stira b'nei ubei. That's where mitzvah b'avera applies. But what? Kareya on Shabbos, there's no cheftza of an iser. It's the maisa kriya that's usser. It's the action that's usser. Now, what? I don't have a cheftza shel aver over here that's being used as a cheftza shel mitzvah. It's the maisa aver. It's the malach shabo. That's not. You're gonna be chayv skila. What you did was absolutely usser. But if you want to know was a yotzei a mitzvah, there's no stira of a chefta shel avira like a chefta shel gozel that now is being used as a chefta shel mitzvah.
You wouldn't say that. That's
awesome. Rabbi Tzai, I don't want questions right now. I want clarifications. If anyone is not with me, ask me. We'll get to your questions. Yeah, Jojo. Says Reb Chaim, for mitzvah of avira, it can't just be that al yidei an avira, through an avira, you got a mitzvah. That's not sufficient. It has to be that this item and this cheftza and this object that's necessary for the mitzvah is a cheftza shel avera. So it says Reb Chaim, if the mitzvah of shofar was in the cheftza shel shofar, was the tkiyah, so then you have a problem over here. This is a stolen shofar. A stolen shofar can't be a cheftza shel mitzvah. But since the Rambam tells us what, for shofar what, the mitzvah is not the tkiyah, the mitzvah is what? The kol shofar. Do I have a chefta shel mitzvah that's a chefta shel avera? Absolutely not. Derech agav, Rabbi Yisai, this Rambam is very important for copywriting and intellectual property. I'm not joking. It's all one sugya. Rabbi Yisai says, Reb Chaim, it's Yerushalmi. Good. Reb Chaim has another raya. has another raya. Toisvis and Gemara Daftes of an Aleph in Sukkah says that the Gemara goes on to say in Sukkah Daftes of an Aleph that Beis Hillel uses the drasha of Lecha by Schaga Sukkos, Tasa Lecha, Lemu'ute what? 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 Lemu'ute what? Lemu'ute what? Lemu'ute Sukkah Gzu. Someone said a word on this?
You know the video, like the famous video, like the guy throwing the ball.
Right? Morty, what's the obvious cash? What's the obvious cash? Shabbos. Boisai, what's the obvious cash? What does Pesach and all the Rishonim ask on that cash? Yeah. L'chol l'mute gzula, fractosis. What do I need a pasuk to tell me that a sukkah gzula is possible? It's mitzvah avira. No. Of course it's possible. Oh, wow. Rabbi said, we got to work on that kasha tosis. That is probably the most famous tosis in sukkah, the testament aleph. Ah, mitzvah avira isn't only a tzul d'rabbon, and steering tosis and sukkah a lot to work out, Rabbi. A lot of mud.
We'll get to it,
mitzvah shem. Might have to finish in August, but we'll get there.
June's month.
Rabbi Isai! Zok te heilige ritva! Zok te heilige ritva! Well, maybe you need the pasuk to tell you, according to the Manda Amar, karka einin igzeles. A gemara in Baba Kama, Rabbi Isai, Baba Kama, where? Kuf Yud Zayin.
Sukkah.
It's also in Sukkah, but the main sugya is Rabbi Elazar Rabban and Baba Kama. It's also Kuf Yud Zayin?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good. Kuf Yud Zayin. Wow. Rabbi Isai, what's the machloikas tanoim by karka? Braverman, I walk into your house and I say, get out! This is my house now! Right? Was I over in Isidur Raisa? Don't ever think that the Manda Omer who holds Karka in an exilis means that you can kick people out of your property. Some people learn the Gemara like that. That's wrong. The Beferish Ramban in Parshas Bahar that says Karka in an exilis does not mean that it's mutter for you to steal Karka. It's Pasha like that, Rabbi Say. There's a Mice Exilis. But what, Rabbi Say? The Gemara is telling you that there are many dinim that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem next year in Bava Kama that apply to Hilchus Gzela. Means Karka Einin Gzelas means the regular dinim and rules and regulations that apply to Gzela does not apply to Karka. Why? Because I didn't do a Maisa of stealing when it came to Karka. It's stationary. The Karka, no matter where it is, I'm sorry, Braverman, I'm sorry that right now you don't have access to your Karka, but did anyone move your Karka away? Are you any more limited to your Karka? No. Karka is Bershuse Demari, even if you're on a vacation, you're still the Bailam of that Karka, even if you're not on the premises right now. So that Karka is not a Chetzesh HaGuzzle. Therefore, the Gemara says, if let's say I change the Karka, let's say I'm Mishana the Karka. What's that locha? If I steal this iPhone, right? And then I change it. I change the dimensions. I upgrade this iPhone, right? Or I change it. That's a bad example. You can't actually upgrade the chetzah. Let's say I take an animal and I do something. Or I take thread and I make it into a sweater. I'm Mishana the item, right? What does the Gemara tell us?
It's yours.
That I'm kainit. The Goslin is kainit. And now I pay back what to the owner? Tashlumen. I pay him back cash. That's all the sugyas in the 7th and 9th parak of Baba Kama. It's all about that. Shina kaina, shina ena kaina, yeish kaina, yeish ena kaina. All the beginning of the 3rd parak of Maseches Sukkah and the dinim of Maseches Merubah and the Gagoizel Eitzim Kama. But karka, that doesn't apply to you. Karka, you can mow the lawn as much as you want. You can add seeds, you can plant flowers, you can plant whatever you want. You can change all of the landscaping of the area. Karka ain't an exilis. You can't be Mishana Karka. Right? Zok te heilige ritva, Rabbi Isai. Bring it back to Sukkah. You know why you need a pasuk to be Mamayit at Sukkah Gzula? You're not Yoytze Lecha. And I can't learn it from the Svara of Mitzvah Avera. You know why? Because Mitzvah Abba Avera wouldn't apply to a Sukkah. You want to know why? Because we're according to the Manda Amr that holds what?
Karka.
Karka in an exilis! If karka in an exilis, that means do I have a chifza gozel over here? Do I have an object that's stolen, that's matuv, that's disgusting? The answer is no. You did a maisa avera. That's tantamount to what in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Zayi? That's tantamount to what? To being kireya on Shabbos. That you're yaitz in the mitzvah. So on that, the Rishonim say that to the Gemara needed a pasuk to say, yeah, but you're still, it's not nice, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want a sukkah. And we wouldn't have known that for mitzvah Abavira. Why wouldn't I have known that for mitzvah Abavira, says Reb Chayin? Because the rules and regulations of mitzvah Abavira is Taman Gufa Avira. You need the cheft of the mitzvah to be the cheft of Avira. Do you have a cheft over there, Shal Avira? No! Everyone with me? By karka, there's no stolen property. You did a maisa stealing, but it's not a stolen chefza. It's not like a cell phone. It's not like metaltolin. It's not a chefza agozel. So now, if you want to do a mitzvah with that karka, why shouldn't mitzvah of Bavir apply? Doesn't apply. Zokta Ritva. Oh, it doesn't apply. That's why I need a pasuk on that test to tell me lecha lemuute sukkah gzula. Because otherwise I wouldn't have known that intuitively. All based on the lumdus of Reb Chaim. So I said to Rav Tversky yesterday, Nira lefiyani as daiti, based on the lumdus of Reb Chaim and the lumdus of the Ritva, to answer this kasha, it's a raya that what? That the karka is a chefta shel the mitzvah. The karka is a part of the mitzvah. That was my suggestion. Why?
Since it's stationary,
no, because karka in an exeles. But lu yitzur karka was nigzel, then you would have applied mitzvah avera, right? How? The chefta shel avera has to be the chefta shel mitzvah for mitzvah avera. It's only because of a technicality of karka in an exeles that I can't apply the klal of mitzvah avera. I'm suggesting, what do you mean? Even if karka would be nigzel, there's no mitzvah avera because the karka is not a chefta shel mitzvah. You see from the Ritva, no, the karka is a chefta shel mitzvah. You understand? So therefore, the Yerushalmi would have applied. Taman gufa avir. So that is a raya to... Now I was just trying to back up the premise of Reverse Zalman's kasha. How do you know that the karka is going to be asur ba'ana? So I just brought a raya from the Ritva that the karka is part of the chefta shel mitzvah. Rabbi Sait, not for now, but the Avi Ezri I saw this morning, the Avi Ezri has a way out of the raya that I just presented, but I think that's the Pashtus. The Pashtus is like this Ritva, that would be a Chefta Shel Mitzvah. If you want to see the Avi Ezri, I can explain it to you another time, but
question.
It's all based on the Reb Chaim that we presented at the beginning of this year. But Rabbi Sait, let's get back to Reb Yisrael Zalman's Kash. On the assumption, so again, Nachum, if you hold that the karka is not, and our diuk is wrong, and you're not holding like the Rishonim that were saying the karka is not a part of the mitzvah, there's no gemara that says the karka is part of the mitzvah, and like Goldberman said, the Rambam never tells us it's asur ba'ana, so kushi mei karlesa, there's no cash over here. But if you assume, like Reb Yisrael Zalman, that the karka is asur ba'ana, like the atzei sukkah, like the walls of the sukkah, and what's my raya? I'm bringing a proof to that from the Ritva based on Reb Chaim's lumdis of mitzvah v'avera. So then Rabbi Zalman asks, so even Karamuk Sosas, if the Ran is concerned with the fact that a person is going to be mishtamish with it and he's going to use his pillow, over here he's not going to because it's going to be asur ba'ana. So Rabbi Isai, I have two ways to answer this question in addition to my first way. The first way is to answer Globerman's root. The whole premise is wrong. It's not asur. Karka is not asur. Even if one would suggest that karka is asur, what does that mean that I can't be mishtamish with the walls of my sukkah? What does it mean that I can't be mishtamish and I can't use and I can't be nene based on the Gemara and Daf Tes with the schach of the sukkah? What does the Taz say, Rabbi Yisai? The Taz says that doesn't mean you can't move it around. It just means that what? I can't be mevatel it and use it for something else to now be mevazit. I have to preserve the sanctity of that item. Rabbi said, now you understand why this Taz is extremely relevant to now moving things around in the sukkah or possibly touching it and moving it, even though I'm not going to be mevatel it from its purpose, Rabbi Yisai. That was what the Taz was saying. Rabbi Yisai, if you accept the Taz's interpretation of the Gemara and Daf Tes, that there's no iser to touch the sukkah, there's no iser to be nene from the sukkah, there's an iser to be mevaze the sukkah, and to be mevatel the shame schacha, the shame tvanis, then Rabbi Yisai Zalman's question, you can answer why. Because maybe I'm going to move the karma psasas even if I'm not going to use it. Maybe I'll just remove it from that location and then it will be no longer 20 amas. So based on the Taz's interpretation of the nature of the Isser Anah and Daf Tes, perhaps you could answer Rabbi Yisai Zalman's question with a technicality. That you're not being mevatel the pillows. You're not using it for another purpose. But as long as you're going to move it outside, that's now going to now be, that's now going to be a chash that Chazal were concerned for, and therefore that can't be part of the bit. But Rabbi Yisai, and I think this is what Mendy was getting to, I think fundamentally you can answer Rabbi Zalman's question from a different approach. You see, Rabbi Zalman based himself all based on the Ran. Since practically a person is going to use this, and that was what the concern was, which is not the opinion of all the Rishonim, therefore, we're concerned, and therefore, we're not going to say bittul applies to pillows and blankets. Is that a little circular? What, one second. Says Rabbi Zalman, once it becomes part of the sukkah, people aren't going to be using that because it becomes mukta, and you can't use it anymore. No. First, I have to establish if it becomes part of the sukkah. Is it a type of entity and a type of material that is nitan to be a part of the structure of the sukkah? If it's something that Chazal thought that by definition most people are going to use it tadir, then what? Then that wasn't included in the categories of things that can now become part of the sukkah. So Rabbi Yisai, one could approach Rabbi Zalman's question by saying, no, first I need to establish what do most people use pillows for? Then I can now make it part of the sukkah, and then you could say that it's usser. But if you never get past the first base, that this is something that people usually use, then what? It never becomes usser, and the mamela never becomes part of the sukkah, and never becomes the karka sukkah. So that's another way to answer. But Rabbi Yisai, in order to bring things back full circle, I didn't only bring this issue of the karka sukkah in order to answer Rabbi Zalman's question that we're now suggesting right now. We might have a way out of the question fundamentally, either Globerman's route or this last route that we just suggested. Rabbi Yisai, if one would prove, like I just did, that the karka sukkah is part of the sukkah, and not only the mechitzas, not only the schach, which is the only thing that we have on the books that's been debated by the Rishonim. No one has ever heard of this idea that the karka sukkah of kedusha, like Rabbi Zalman Meltzer assume. But Rabbi Yisai, if a person would suggest such an idea that the karka sukkah, since it's necessary for the sukkah, it becomes part of the sukkah, who would I add to that opinion? Shitas Hameiri. Thank you, Globerman. Shitas Hameiri, that bittul in sukkah means that now it has to be part of the structure. And now that it's part of the structure, there's a new karka sukkah. And once it's now a chelik of the karka sukkah, now you can change the dimensions of the sukkah, and the sukkah is now redefined. Perhaps this mi'iri is not so practical, it's not just a presentation of the mitzias, of the facts. But the mi'iri is not only saying how bittul works, that it becomes part of it, but the Meiri is also telling us something fundamental about the sukkah. That the karka sukkah is actually now going to define the sukkah. And that's why Rava is taken care of in Diras Keva, because from the karka which starts the sukkah and beyond is now the new Chefza Shel sukkah. So if I would argue that a shita does hold that the karka sukkah is part of the shame sukkah, I would add this Meiri, perhaps, to this list. And maybe that could be an additional distinction between the Rishonim, how they dealt with the Kasha and Rava, from the fundamentals of our sugya, of that a sukkah is lamala micha. Moreover, Rabbi said we have one last nekuda before we finish the sugya. Don't close your notebooks. Something so fundamental to the sugya, I'm sorry that it's so hot. Can you please turn that thing on? It's spoiling it here.
The heat's on.
I know, but that's...
I can't control it.
Yeah, it's like the fire drills. Rabbi said, there's another problem with the sugya that Globerman and Schultz and Ezra all asked. How does filling anything in this entire sugya? You got the best filler possible. And it's going to be la'olam. You have all the chumras with the ma'isa bitl b'feh. You're a chayshish for all the shittas in the Rishayim, Rabbi Yisai. Chayshish for all the shittas in the Rishayim. Right? You add dust. You got trucks that come in and put dirt at the bottom. And you did a ma'isa bitl. And you were chayshish. And everything's taken care of. And I took care of shittas Rabbanon, like shittas HaRambam. That I need a ma'isa bitl. Yeah, and Rashi shittah that you need bitl b'feh. Okay, very good. By the way, I in the Mishnah Berurah, how we paskin, Rabbi Yisai. He's makel. But the schach is possible. Why is the schach possible, David? What's the problem with the schach? Possible and also. You didn't put the schach onto a kosher sukkah. The schach b'meila became kosher. Automatically became kosher. That's a psul of Tassavol and also. Before my Rami Rumberg of Isai, I'm going to quote a Rashi. I'm going to quote a Ritva and a Tosfos on that Beis Amid Aleph. That says that what? If I fill up the bottom, Rabbi Yisai, he makes a chiluk between Mavui, Chanukah, and he says that if you fill up the bottom, it would be kosher, Rabbi Yisai. Who's going to be a riot? What's going to be a riot to their shita that it's kosher for you to fill it up from the bottom? It's a Beferish Gemara. It's a Gemara Dabdal. We just didn't learn so much back then. We didn't know there was a Beferish Gemara. But Mayrab Rabbi Yisai, we had a shita in the Rishonim and the Netziv said that Rashi does not hold like this. Rashi holds what? Yashpil. It's not enough to just fill in your sukkah, but you have to actually what? Lower down the schach. Why? Zokta nitziv agavalig mahalech. Zokta nitziv. Because what? If you're just going to fill in the bottom, it's going to be a psul of taseh. Lomina osoy. And therefore, anyway, what's the only way to fix taseh lomina osoy, Rabbi Yisai? To do something amaisa with the schach. To do a ma'isa with the schach, to lift the schach up, and then put it back down again. To do an asiya in the schach. So we asked Rabbi Yisai, what was the nekudas ha-machloikes between Rashi and the other Rishonim? So we had two suggestions back in the day. We suggested perhaps it's the old machloikes between the Rishonim and the Maharam Nuremberg that Ezra is quoting, and the other Rishonim of what happens if you have an external impediment. You have a roof, that a retractable roof that's on top of the schach, and then you open up the roof. But the original simas haschach was done by psul. Is that a psul of tasev aluminosi or not? Perhaps that was the machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. But then Rabbi said we suggested that is not what the machloikis is. It's fundamentally based on what Rabbi said. A machloikis Rashi and Rabbi Natam that we proved of schach lemala michof and avyudam and aleph shitas Rashi. Rabbi said chazer this. It's going to come up in the upcoming sugyos. Shitas Rashi by schach lemala michof is what?
Possible.
It's schach possible. It's not just a situation where you're not yoitz in the mitzvah. It's a psul. It's like metal. It's schach possible. Who disagrees with shitas Rashi? Shitas Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natan holds schach l'malam ichav is not schach posel. If so, now it's poshe. So if you have schach that's l'malam ichav, and now you just want to raise the bottom, is that tasav l'omana osay? Even if you assume tasav l'omana osay only applies to an internal impediment. Schach posel. You don't want to rely on the shittas that say it's totally on the machlekes of external impediments. No. Is there an internal impediment over here by schach l'malam ichav? That's a machlekes, Rashi Rabbi Natan. Rashi's l'shittasa. Rashi and the Beis that says that you have to lower the schach and it's not sufficient to raise the bottom is the one who holds on the view that schach lemala michof is what, Rabbi Yisai? Schach posel. Therefore, of course, the only way out of this is to raise the roof again. Lower the roof. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai, I hate to end such a lumdish ashir with not a lumdish an idea. A nira lafiyani has daiti.
There is one big ukimta that you have to add to every single case on daf dalet. Is that you added afar, you added whatever you added, and you're going to see Emir Tashem future sugyas, you're going to have to add this too.
Still fix the schach.
You have to still fix the schach according to this Rashi.
Well, I
can say it anywhere. I can say it anywhere, but I'll tell you, that is what the Mitziv will hold in Shitas Rashi.
You could have said that yesterday.